This is JIS News. Coming up, new measures to be implemented to ease chicken shortage, Technology Ministry to launch cybersecurity awareness campaign, and Transport Authority begins early registration for public passenger vehicle operators. The news in detail after the break.
Friday, January 15 is a new deadline for entries for the JCDC 2016 competitions in speech, drama, dance, music, and traditional folk forms, Jamaica Gospel Song, Jamaica Children's Gospel Song, and Jamaica Festival Song. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office for entry forms and other details.
Now the news. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has announced several strategies to address the increased consumer demand for poultry on the local market. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says this comes in the wake of a shortage of chicken meat since the Christmas holiday season.
Jamaica Broilers has agreed to place an additional 50,000 chickens per week into production starting this week, which will come into market in another 6 weeks. The ministry is also consulted with Caribbean Broilers with a view of increasing production to meet a similar target. And the ministry will also grant import licenses for 4 containers a week for 5 weeks for leg quarters. We will also monitor demand continually to ensure production levels match demand going forward.
Minister Kelly was speaking at the opening of Best Dressed Chicken's new hatchery in Portmore, St. Catherine on Tuesday. In the meantime, Jamaica Broilers has opened a new hatchery in Cumberland, Portmore to meet the increased demand for chicken. The company has invested an initial $14 million to establish the facility with a further commitment of $12 million annually. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says the local poultry industry saw a 17% increase in production in 2015.
The launch of this hatchery, ladies and gentlemen, could not have come at a better time. Given the recent increased demand for more chicken meat, which spiked during the recent holiday period and led to a temporary glitch in terms of supplying the demands of the public.
Jamaica Broilers will spend some $700 million in establishing more poultry houses and has asked its contract farmers to expand their operations to meet the increased demand. The Transport Authority has begun motor vehicle examinations for the renewal of all public passenger vehicle PPV road licenses, which expire on March 31. The early start for motor vehicle examinations is part of the authority's thrust to provide timely, convenient, and efficient service to its customers. Communications Manager at the Transport Authority, Petra Keane-Williams, says this is expected to reduce congestion and give PPV operators more time to pay their motor vehicle examination fees.
What this means is they are not required to pay the motor vehicle examination fee upfront, as the fees will be collected upon submission of their renewal application to the authority. The cutoff date for this motor vehicle examination facility is March 15, 2016. Thereafter, the normal motor vehicle examinations and road license reapplication process will resume.
Failure to complete the renewal process by March 31 means the road licenses for PPV operators would become invalid as of April 1. The Transport Authority is also reminding PPV operators and applicants that they must meet the approved standards and requirements in order to receive a road license. And Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson is again imploring Jamaicans to be more vigilant when conducting business online, even as the ministry implements the cybersecurity awareness campaign. Minister Robinson is urging Jamaicans to develop a stronger culture for cybersecurity because of the increase in the number of attacks being committed globally.
The reality is that the criminals have algorithms that they can use to decipher your password. And the stronger your password is, the harder it is to get in. So there are things like that which are part of the public awareness campaign.
The cybersecurity awareness campaign will be launched this month under the theme Stop, Think and Connect. The 4 primary strategies of the campaign are technical measures, legal and regulatory framework, capacity building and public awareness. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.